DoD is about to try a new approach to buying and developing some IT capabilities, a new rapid acquisition process that could be off the ground sometime in the next year.
A big change, hopefully, is on the horizon, at least with this part of IT. And we believe that once it's proven, that we can actually expand it.
That's Dr. Ron Jost, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Command, Control, Communications, Space, and Spectrum, speaking at last week's FCA Nova Warfighter IT Day. The area of IT he's talking about is cyber capabilities, involving computer network attack, computer network exploitation, and computer network defense. Within the next year, he says, the Pentagon will be trying a streamlined approach involving the requirements, acquisition, and testing process for the new cyber capabilities it brings online. Jost says it centers around DoD understanding what it wants to buy or develop at the very beginning of the acquisition process.
If I knew what I was going to buy, I could categorize it. If you allow me to categorize it, I can actually, even right up front towards the requirement cycle development, I can actually categorize what I'm going to do and put it into a process, A, B, C, and D.
Jost says those A, B, C, and D categories would translate into time frames that DoD would need to meet for completing an entire IT acquisition process, 30 days, 9 months, 18 months, or more than 18 months.
The whole acquisition process, including the requirements and the test. We think, by the way, that if we wait those and we actually put time limits and waiting on these, we actually believe we can get the department to comply. And once we start with these three elements, we believe we can expand it to others. We being me and the mice in my pockets.
Another aspect of the approach the department hopes will shorten its acquisition cycles is doing smarter testing of products before they're finished being developed or in testing of commercial products before DoD buys them. Jost says the Army is leading that approach with its network integration evaluation at Fort Bliss, Texas, and at White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico.
And the problem was simple. We have a Afghan network and operations center that we keep on throwing in things and we don't try it in an operational mode. So we got interoperability issues. We have programs of record. We have NDI. The NDI people are saying, how do I get my equipment in? The program records are saying, you can't allow these NDI people to come in because it's undermining my program. Baloney. It's what the warfighter needs. If he needs it, then let's get it to him.
In the first exercise, the Army tested 24 different technologies and tested them on its operational network, pulling a brigade combat team out of the rotation of troops deploying to Afghanistan and dedicating them to testing new hardware and software. The goal, Jost says, is to get proposed capabilities into the hands of soldiers to see what works and what doesn't in the real world.
The people that are gating this process are the operations people, because we think that that's where the key parts were. Let ops determine what is the gate into it, run it, and actually have the test and operational people report back on it. Let the ops people say, that's sufficient. I'll take it.
The Army says it learned so much from the first version of the network evaluation that it's now planning to repeat the drill twice a year. And Lieutenant General Susan Lawrence, the Army's chief information officer, says they also saved money through what they learned. Enough, she says, to pay for the evaluations through the next decade.
Because we uncovered a capability we didn't realize we had. That's how powerful this is. This is what we're going to be looking at.
One example Lawrence cited from the exercise was a demonstration of a version of the Joint Tactical Radio System, a program that's been in development since the late 1990s.
So we're excited about it. We got it out there. We pushed it through the DAV. We've got it. And we're out there with the Cav Scout unit. And the guys are looking at us and they're going, we don't like this radio. And we're just going, what? Well, it doesn't fit in the pack right. If I'm carrying the radio, then I got to give my gear to somebody else. And I can't listen, it's two channel, but I can't be listening to two guys at the same time. Information overload, and it's just going on and on. We're just sitting there going, oh, my gosh. The next kid says, though, we love that radio. We said, what do you mean? You just said you didn't like that radio. We love that radio. That thing in the vehicle is unbelievable. It gets rid of all these mounts, all these radios. I'm talking farther. And so what did that soldier do right there? Change doctrinally how we want to operate that radio for Cav Scout. Right there.
Joe says DOD needs to think about buying IT in ways that don't attempt to achieve perfection in every purchase and every development effort. He has a radio allegory of his own.
And that radio has 100,000 channels in it. What happens if 99,990 worked and 10 of them didn't? We'll expend tremendous efforts to try to get the last 10 to work because of spurious or some other. So what? Close counts. So putting things in piles that are very, very close, not so close, or absolute. Have to do geosynchronous satellite coverage with 3 satellites or more. Cannot do it with less than 3. So it must be 3 or more. How about one that fits into a bin that's not very important? I'm going to make a trouble ticket that the operator will be notified a half a second from the time that the problem occurred. The problem is that all the equipment's at remote sites, and it takes 19 hours to get to it. What difference would it make if it was a half a second, 1 minute, or 5 minutes?
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.